Hi, I'm Denny from Glendive Broadcasting, here with Jackie Stinnett, a Booster Club member, and also a DCHS athletic parent. Jackie, I'm just going to kind of ask you a few questions here about kind of your involvement with the Booster Club and what it means to you. I guess first off, when did you become a Booster Club?
I joined about 5 years ago when my oldest son became a freshman, and I just wanted to get involved and be a part of the athletic program since he was in sports at the school.
That kind of answers a little bit of my why. So that's been really important to you, kind of following his athletic career?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice to hear what the coaches have to say every month at the meetings and keep up on what the kids are doing and how they're progressing, and just to help to promote the sports program at DCHS.
And with that, did anyone in particular get you involved in the Booster Club, or did you seek them out?
I think I more sought them out. Marcy maybe a little bit was kind of prodding to get more people to join, so that was a little bit of an influence. But I knew I wanted to join once my kids got involved in sports, though.
Other than your kid, was there anything else that kind of made you want to be part of that at all?
I think I just wanted to be an active part in the school to, you know, help out and do stuff and just be a part of the program that they're a part of.
That being really important to you, being a parent and being involved in everything else, how about the other people that are involved? Do you have a lot of other parents kind of the same mindset that have joined as well?
We do have quite a few parents, but not a lot active, that come to the meetings. And it's nice to come to those meetings because you get to hear the coaches' reports and find out what's going on with the different sports. Plus, you get a say in the funds and where they're going in the athletic program.
With people that don't come to the meetings, you guys usually get the volunteers you need for events and everything else. I know that's important for a lot of the athletics. I've seen them at the track and field, people taking time, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the people in the community are pretty amazing whenever they need help with stuff. You know, Marcy will put it on the radio and they'll ask them at the meetings and stuff. And generally, a lot of people will step up and volunteer to help for the different stuff. And it's important because it makes our events run smoothly and it makes us look good in the district and conference when we have these people coming from out of town and seeing how well everything works here.
So normally, if someone wanted to join the Booster Club, where would they go to do that?
They can pretty much contact any of the current Booster Club members. Terry Hood's the president. Marcy is one of the vice presidents. I'm the secretary. Lance Finney's the treasurer. Just reach out to any of us. We also have a Facebook page. It's the Red Devil Booster Club, and you can message us on there, and we can get you a membership at any time. We have individual memberships, and then we also have business memberships, and it's nice to have the support from the local businesses to promote the program too.
Has there been any project that's really stuck out to you in the last few years you guys have been part of that's that really you guys kind of have a little bit of pride in as being like a Booster Club member or even a Booster parent?
Yeah, if you have seen the new trophy cases at the high school, they are amazing. And the Booster Club put a lot of money into helping with that project. There's pictures in the background from athletes all the way back into the school. So my son submitted a picture and he's pretty proud of it because he says now he's going to be a part of the school forever. But the cases are amazing and they're beautiful. And I believe the shop class at the high school helped build those. So it was nice that we had them involved in the project too.
And I know we keep going back to your son, too, on a couple things. I think it's really important to hear from a Booster Club parent the value of what's, you know, that your son has gotten through this. Would you have any words for anybody out there that maybe a parent that has a kid in athletics and might not be as involved?
Well, if you're not sure, because I've heard a lot of people say they don't really know what the Booster Club does or how active they are, they buy the uniforms, the sweats, the equipment that a lot of the kids use for all of the sports, and they provide the snacks that the kids get on those buses when they go on those out-of-town conference and state trips. They provide the hospitality rooms when we have tournaments here in town. And without that support, buying those uniforms, our activity fees for our kids to participate would probably be double what they are now, if not more. We're lucky that we don't have to pay in our school district for our kids to participate. They don't have to buy their own uniforms, and that's all because of the Booster Club.
That's amazing. That's something to think about for everybody out there. If they're, you know, wanting to get involved with stuff, then the amount of cost it saves everybody in the long run.
Absolutely. Just those uniforms are expensive, and we've put a lot of money into them in the last several years.
And it's good to know that at the Booster Club doing that kind of thing, if you know, gives everyone an equal chance.
It does. So all of the kids get to participate, not just the ones that have a little bit more money or income, you know, because if you have to pay to play, it's going to weed out some of the families. And it's nice that we don't have to do that at this point.
Well, definitely if we need to field enough players to keep, you know, going to Class A stuff and everything else too.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's good to have Booster Club out there doing that kind of stuff for everybody.
Yep.
And I don't know if everybody knows it, but that's kind of what we're here for today. So
yeah.
And it's good to know, especially like the money part, where that's a good part of involvement time. Especially being involved with your kid is important. Yep. That you can't really put much value on that, can you?
No. No, because they grow up so fast and then they're gone. And then what?
Well, Jackie, thanks for coming down.
Well, thank you.